And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the author and illustrator Arnold Lobel, born in Los Angeles in 1933, author of more than 100 books for children, including the Frog and Toad books, Frog and Toad Are Friends, Frog and Toad Together. It's the birthday of the writer Peter Matheson, born New York City in 1927, grew up in a well-to-do family in Connecticut, went off to boarding school. Family lived on a big piece of property in Connecticut. The boy was interested in nature, assembled a natural history museum in his house, and by the age of 16 had decided that he would become a writer. Went into the Navy, went on to Yale, studied English there. He was recruited for the CIA by a professor, and they offered to send him to Paris. So he went. And while he was there, he co-founded, along with George Plimpton, the Paris Review, and wrote his first novel, Race Rock. He quit the CIA, returned to America, went to work as a commercial fisherman. He captained a charter fishing boat, wrote in the off-season when the weather was bad. In 1956, he packed his car with a shotgun, a sleeping bag, and some botany and zoology textbooks, and headed off across the country, visiting wildlife refuges. Spent 3 years in travel and research, out of which came his book Wildlife in America in 1959. It sold well enough. He was able to finance more traveling. He went down a river in Peru, wrote The Cloud Forest, lived with a tribe in New Guinea, wrote Under the Mountain Wall, scuba dived among the great white sharks off the coast of Australia and wrote Blue Meridian, and kept traveling to the Arctic and Eastern Africa and the Caribbean. And then in 1978, after a trip to the Himalayas, he wrote his big bestseller, The Snow Leopard. It came out in 1978, won the National Book Award. Wrote a trio of novels about the Florida Everglades in the 90s, including Killing Mr. Watson. Peter Matheson, who said, "I like to hear and smell the countryside, the land my characters inhabit. I don't want these characters to step off the page. I want them to step out of the landscape." Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, entitled My Heart. That Mississippi chicken shack, that initial scarred tabletop, that tiny little dance floor to the left of the band, that kiosk at the mall selling caramels and kitsch, that toll booth with its white plastic-gloved worker handing you your change, that phone booth with the receiver ripped out, that dressing room in the fetish boutique, those curtains and mirrors, that funhouse, that horror, that soundtrack of screams, that putty-filled heaven raining guilt from the ceiling, that haven for truckers, that bottomless cup, that biome, that wilderness preserve, that landing strip with no runway lights, where you are aiming your plane, imagining a voice in the tower, imagining a tower. My Heart by Kim Adonizio, from Lucifer at the Starlight, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.